This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I'm John Batsu with my good colleague, Simon Constable. We've moved through commodities to take up Keir Starmer's challenges from his own party, Labour. He has a 165 majority. That is overwhelmingly anything he wants it to be. But right now, it's not any particular thing because challenge to the left, challenge to the right, he's like the charge of the Light Brigade. He has nowhere to go that isn't dangerous. And then there are the other parties. Simon, most recently at the retreat, the party conference, Keir Starmer said that Nigel Farage, head of the Reform UK, a tiny party, was a snake oil merchant. Is Farage a genuine threat to a man with 165 majority?
Yes, he is a great threat. There was a poll taken with a suitable group of people that really reflected the whole country, and they were asked, who would you vote for? Which party would you vote for if there was a general election tomorrow? And overwhelmingly, Reform UK, which is led by Nigel Farage, got the bulk of the votes, which is really quite incredible, and also not really that surprising, given the way Keir Starmer has played his first year and a bit in office. So yes, it really is a big deal. Reform UK would probably win tomorrow or any point in the next year, I think.
We go from Reform UK, which does very well in the media, especially Sky News, a Fox-related entity in Britain, to something that Simon has introduced me to for the first time. So I read the paragraph that he posted at Fox News. Elon Musk has once again entered the British political fray, this time promoting a new right-wing party, Advance UK. Musk recently posted it on X, that is the old Twitter, with at Advance UK, Ben Habib and Tommy Robinson for the real change that's needed to save Britain. What is Advance UK? What does it represent, Simon? It's all new to me.
Well, this is very interesting. Ben Habib, who I've spoken to a number of times, is a very charming man, very educated and very successful in business. He left Reform UK because some spat with Nigel Farage. He left. He was a co-deputy leader of Farage's party, and now he has formed a new one, which he thinks is much more reasonable. Many of the things seem to overlap with what Nigel Farage wants, which is basically stopping the illegal immigration coming in, stopping paying a lot of benefits to people who could work when they are actually not working and just getting money from the government. And he also wants to introduce and make sure that Britain has a legal system that is based on Christianity, nothing else, no Sharia law, nothing like that, and no overlooking it. So I think that was pretty interesting. He's a very competent man. I like his personality. He's a good man. I've not actually spoken to Nigel Farage, so I can't compare them, but I have listened to Nigel Farage, and he's very charming, particularly on the radio. Even when he's given a really tough question, he does manage to charm the presenters on Radio 4 usually.
I testify to Farage's charm. He was in my studio once. Excellent. You feel like you could talk to him forever.
Absolutely, and have a number of beers with them, and then go to bed happy that everything's going to be fine. Whether it will or not, I don't know.
Simon Constable, he is in the south of France, reflecting, my English voter here, reflecting on the challenges to Keir Starmer, Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, for as long as he wants to be, as far as I can see, with his majority. But clearly he's punching down when he takes on Farage. I don't know that he's made a remark about Ben Habib yet, but it's coming.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.